This is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're ending today's broadcast from the Illinois State Fair with a postcard, a sonic postcard of the people and activities that make the State Fair special, interesting, and weird. I set out yesterday afternoon with my colleagues Jose Zepeda, Christine Hatfield, and Jason Croft to seek out many different facets of Fair Life 2023. All right, we're going to head into the Expo building. This is where there's all kinds of vendors selling jewelry and perfume and food and dog treats. It's kind of like a As Seen on TV come to life. Hey, how you doing? I'm good, Brian Mackey with Illinois Public Media. I'm just talking to people here at the fair about what they're doing. So do you sell a lot of showers at the State Fair? Tell me about it. What's your pitch?
Yeah, we do. So basically we're bath fitters and we go through and we take our tub that we can go through in your house and find out which one we need to mold it to and whatever else, and we'll fit a brand new tub inside of your old one. Along with a shower if need be, we do it in 24 hours or less. So that is basically our gig here.
So I had this conversation last year with the people selling the hot tubs. There's like an old Bill Engvall routine. He's like, we're going to the fair, we're gonna get ourselves a corn dog, some saltwater taffy, and a new bathroom.
I couldn't tell you. I could not tell you how that works, but somehow it just does.
You do a lot of business here, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's a great place.
I'm Andrew Kirschman, and it's my fave candy store. Well, we're here for the second straight year. Last year, we had 1,500 square feet of candy. This year, we have 2,400 square feet, 500 varieties of candy.
2,400? That's like a house worth of candy. It's really pretty stunning. What's the best sellers?
Pop Rocks, candy cigarettes, but, you know, really everything does sell, so.
Do you go to other fairs and stuff like that?
Yeah, we do about 18 to 20 state fairs and rodeos a year. We're on the road about 10 months a year.
Wow. Are there certain candies that are better in, like, the South versus the Midwest? How does that work?
Yeah, I mean, there's some regionally based candy for sure.
Here in Illinois?
Illinois, the candy buttons, like the candy dogs, Fruities go over really well. Saltwater taffy, because Primrose and Tootsie are up in Chicago, so it's, you know, people love those.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
My name is Carrie Ward, and I'm one of the co-race directors for the State Fair Parade Run.
My name is John Stearns. I'm also a race director for the Parade Run. Well, this is a two-mile race. This is the 32nd annual State Fair Parade Run. It's a two-mile race. We run down Main Street there. We start right outside the Village of Cultures here and run out the main gate, turn onto Sangamon, go into Lincoln Park, and come right back.
Yeah, we have about 245 participants signed up this year. It's always a nice hot day. Today isn't as hot as it often is, but we're excited.
If you say so.
Right? It's all relative, right? It's all relative. And we kick off, so with the Springfield Roadrunners Club, this is the race that kicks off the Illinois State Fair for us, and then we do Abe's Amble at the end of the fair to kind of help close out.
Is this a hyper-competitive 2 miles?
We will have some fasties in this race, so you'll want to pay, don't blink, because some of the folks who take off will be back in a hurry.
Yeah. What's a good time?
Gosh, we'll have somebody finish in less than 12, easily
about
less 11, than 12
11
minutes.
And a half minutes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what's great is it's for runners and walkers, so as long as folks are staying ahead of the pace of, we have to be done by the time the parade comes along behind us, but it's open to runners, walkers, run walkers. We're happy to have everybody join us.
All right, we're here at Cycle Circus Live. There are some people on dirt bikes. Jumping, 15, 20 feet in the air?
Now is Corey approaches a rambling noise for Corey with a switchblade by Corey Burglar.
How are you? My name's Brian Mackey. I do a radio show here in Illinois.
Ellie Troutman.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet
you. I'm just talking to different people, walking around the fair, talking to people.
Here, come see yours.
Let's see.
It's getting ready to show tonight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So what am I, tell me, what are we looking at?
Okay, so you're looking at a Hackney pony. So he is full grown. He is about 13 years old. He pulls a cart, so you guys see all the buggies that are hanging around. He'll put his harness on and he'll pull me around in a fancy dress in the buggy tonight in the Coliseum. So he won his class earlier in the week, and tonight he goes for the championship. Okay. So we'll see how he does. He's super friendly, so you can pet him, and your listeners can find out how soft and lovable he is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, do you like that?
Yeah. And you smell delicious because you probably used a plant-based product today. So he would like to know what you're shampooing with.
Yeah, yummy.
But he's really sweet. People think they're kind of wild, but you can see he's not... like that in the stall. He's very comfortable. He's more comfortable than we are. He has his fan and his water in front of him. So that's really cool. And then he'll get very animated. So we don't do much to get him excited. He's kind of like an athlete or a boxer. You know, the minute it's time to go in the ring, he's ready to perform. And as you look across, you can see the other horses like would like that attention too.
Yeah. He's very smooth and well-groomed.
Thank you.
This is part of
what's
judged.
That's part of it. Yeah. Absolutely.
What are the judges looking for?
So tonight the judges are looking, because I'm an amateur, not a professional, so, and I'm a lady. Well, people would question that maybe, but for the most part.
We're going to go with it.
We're going to run with that. And so what would be as suitable for me as a lady to drive? So he shouldn't be too wild. He should do what I ask when I ask. So he'll walk and he'll trot and he'll reverse and he'll do the same thing the other way. He should do it readily. He should do it with style and class. He should do it quietly, but he should also look beautiful. So he has a lot to do tonight to make me look good.
And what do you have to do tonight?
I just have to freshen up the makeup and put a ball gown on and get in that cart and hope I don't, you know, do something silly. And no, knock on wood, I haven't fallen out. So, I'll just pick up the reins and we'll go together as a team.
Fantastic. Can I ask you to just say again who you are and where you're from?
I'm Ellie Troutman and I'm from LaGrange, Kentucky. So I will tell you this. I've been coming here a long time off and on, but my brother had the champion rooster here in like 1965.
Oh, wow.
So that's how old we are.
You've got a long history. All right.
Thank you so
much. Thank you so much.
Enjoy.
So my name is Jolie Hastings. I am at the U of I. I'm in the Illinois Dairy Club, which is what we're here with, and we are here with the milk cow booth.
So what does that consist of? What can people do if they come here for that?
They can pay $2 to milk the cow, and they receive a carton of milk and a button that says that they got to milk the cow.
How much experience do they need to bring to this?
No experience at all. We'll show them exactly what to do, and it's not hurting the cow.
Is it scary in any way? I mean, you know, those of us who grew up in cities have never touched a cow udder. What is that like?
It's a cool experience for sure. You get people from every walk of life that have seen cows, grew up milking cows, and just want to come back and relive their good times. And you got people that have never seen a cow. So it's always a great experience for everyone that comes.
Do you have a favorite?
I would say probably Edie's my favorite.
Tell me about Edie.
So Edie's stats are that she weighs 1,600 pounds. She's 4.5 years old. She produces 12 gallons of milk each day, and she likes sunsets and walks to the feed bunk.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
It's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're broadcasting from the Illinois State Fairgrounds today, and we're closing our show with a sonic postcard of the people and events that make up the fair. We taped this part of the show Thursday afternoon. After we talked with the U of I Dairy Club, we walked over to Conservation World, which is run by the Department of Natural Resources. Here at the 21st Show, we've had a number of conversations about Asian carp, which last year was rebranded as Kopi because there are copious amounts of the invasive fish in Illinois waterways, and because the people behind the change hope Kopi sounds more appetizing than Asian carp. Along with producers Jose Zepeda, Christine Hatfield, and our technical director, Jason Croft, I set out to taste Kopi and see if it lives up to the hype.
Oh, yeah. We have flipping Kopi nuggets, casting for Kopi Rangoon, catching Kopi sliders, jumping Kopi empanadas. Jason's getting a snow cone. I'm getting some Kopi. How you doing?
Good.
I'm Brian Mackey with Illinois Public Media. I want to try some Asian carp. I know we're not supposed to call it
that.
All
right.
Where are you getting it from?
Peoria, Illinois is where it comes from. And then they ship it to Humphreys here in Springfield. And that's where we get it from.
Oh, Humphreys, yeah.
Yeah.
Town.
Yeah. I recommend the sampler. It's a little bit of everything.
Oh, I didn't even see
right
that.
Right up here.
Oh, look at that. Two Rangoon, two empanada, two nuggets, two sliders.
Personal favorite is the Rangoon, but that's a little bit of everything.
All right, we'll do a Kopi sampler.
Sampler!
All right, we moved into a tent with a bunch of fans. Who wants what?
I'll take a slider.
All right. Should we? Maybe we should split them. We can split everything in half?
Yeah, that could work.
All right.
So, I'm the first one then?
You're the first one.
Just grab it.
Go ahead.
All right, here goes nothing, I guess. Okay, so I should note, I am not much of a seafood guy at all. It's okay. It might just because it's not my cup of tea. I just want to make that clear. But you know what? If I had nothing at home and this was there, I'd eat this.
It's dense. I'm looking at the inside of the nugget. It almost looks like a potato cake. It's so dense. There's not much sort of like fish texture flakiness to it. All right, here we go. Very hot, mushy, a little fishy.
All right, Christine, go ahead and pick something there.
Yeah, I'm going to give this nugget a go. I'm going to resist the temptation to try the sweet and sour sauce. Maybe
the
once
pure
we're...
Kopi, the pure Kopi.
Yeah, the pure unadulterated experience. Yeah, definitely a little bit of that fishy texture, but you know what? I'm enjoying it.
What are these, empanadas?
Or the Rangoon, they weren't sure. They said, you'll find out
the
when you bite in. Yes.
Ooh, they're still very hot. It's not bad, crunchy. Kind of tastes like imitation crab. A little bit. Mixed with a fish stick.
All right, there you have it. Kopi. Thumbs up, thumbs down. We'll go Jose, Christine, Jason, and me.
Thumb in the middle. How about that?
We'll go full-throated Roger Ebert thumbs up.
Kind of in the middle.
Yeah, I think middle it is. We'll have to check back for how Kopi develops in the future.
What do you think the ocean rage does?
It's just a drop.
Ah.
Okay, hi, my name is McGendall and I live in Springfield, Illinois.
Hi, I'm Delina and I live in Springfield, Illinois and I'm American African.
Okay. Hi, my name is Daniel and I'm in Springfield, Illinois.
Hi, my name is Luna and I live in Springfield, Illinois.
Amazing. So you were just on a ride called the Ocean Rage? Yeah. How was it?
You know, it was actually very fun, but the thing is, when you like spin, it starts to feel weird in your stomach. And it makes you feel ticklish, you know what I mean? So it's not a very cool adventure.
I don't feel ticklish, but like my head feels dizzy, but it was really fun.
I think it felt like when you're going down in an elevator and then like it makes your stomach feel weird.
I feel like it's the easiest ride in the world.
Oh, you're the tough one. What's been your favorite thing at the fair so far?
Well, my favorite thing at the fair? It has to be the starship. It's a thing that you spin so fast, the gravity, like you kind of define gravity, and you get to stick to the walls and climb up.
My favorite ride was the Ocean Rage because it's really fun and you can see like a very good view of everything.
You're high up, yeah.
My favorite ride was the yo-yo.
My favorite ride was either the yo-yo or the starship.
All right. Thank you all so much. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Bye.
All right, we're gonna leave you today with a ride down the giant slide here at the State Fair. Big Route 66 logo on there. Bright yellow, slick surface, burlap sacks. Wish us luck. Hi, this is the giant slide, right?
We've got
four foolish adults, please.
Four, and you're gonna record it going down?
We are, we're doing a radio segment, yes.
You are?
Yeah.
I'm impressed that you're gonna do that going down.
We'll see how it goes.
It'll go great. You'll have fun and you'll want to do it again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A lot of steps. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 98, 99, 100, 101, 102. Woo! I'm going to need a minute.
You're going to keep your hands, feet on the mat. You're going to stay sitting up straight. Can you move a little bit forward?
Sure.
Sit on the slide. Make sure you stay sitting up straight. Do not lean backwards and do not lean forwards. Stay seated until everyone's come to a stop at the very end.
You want me to do the credits?
Do the credits.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. The 21st show is produced by
Christine Hadfield
and
Jose Zepeda,
as well as Kennedy Vincent. Our intern is Nick Boyven. Technical direction and engineering comes from
Jason Croft
and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. We are on top of the giant slide at the Illinois State Fair taking our lives into our own hands. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go! Oh my God. Oh my God. Woo! The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again on Monday.